Hey, Moving Forward listeners. As you know, I try to provide as much helpful information as I can for free on this podcast, covering different topics and areas. But if you need more personalized assistance with starting a business on Poshmark, writing a book, or launching a podcast, I now offer coaching through the Clarity platform where you can book a call with me. To learn more, head over to bemovingforward.com and click Book a Coaching Call at the top. You can also find a quick link within my link tree, which is in the show notes for this episode. Whether it's a quick 5-minute pick your brain call or a 50-minute deep dive into your goals, let's connect so you can start moving forward today. Hey, John Lim here. We're moving forward with episode 467. I hope everyone has had a great week and are getting ready for another weekend. As usual, I'm recording this episode a little ahead of time, so I'm recording this on a Saturday. And spring is finally here. It's a little bit gray out, but finally starting to get warmer weather, although we just had a little bit of a cool front come in, so still a little topsy-turvy, but overall much better than a couple of weeks ago. I don't know, I sound like a weatherman. Anyway, welcome to any new listeners to the podcast. If you are new to the show, welcome. So appreciate you checking it out. I do encourage you, take a listen to the trailer, which is episode 000. That'll give you the background to Moving Forward, how to approach all of the different types of episodes there are. You can create your own Moving Forward journey, because I have different seasons that have different emphases, different formats even, interviews, conversations. If you're looking for more of that kind of podcast, I've got lots of interviews. If you're looking for series that focus on topics that can help you move forward, such as writing a book, which is what I'm covering now, launching a podcast, launching a business online with a platform like Poshmark, I've got episodes devoted to that. All of the information behind the podcast is available on the website, bemovingforward.com. And I have a newsletter, which as of this year is really the digital home for the podcast. So in prior years, I've always done a website and a blog. I still have that website. You can find it at bemovingforward.com. There's a link to the legacy website. But as of this year, if you want to keep up with the podcast and also other interesting and what I say quirky news, as the newsletter is called, the Weekly Quirk, just head over to bemovingforward.com and it's free to subscribe, delivered to your inbox every Friday. All right, we've been talking about writing your book, and we spent the last couple of weeks going through several different major stages, such as ideation, finding your idea, vetting your idea, going through this sloppy first draft and the whole philosophy behind why you should not edit while you write. And then last week I covered editing, both the self-edit, what I like to think of as cleaning your house before a housekeeper comes in, if you've ever had that experience, and then working with a professional editor. And for those of you who are taking my class, this is almost tracking real time, as last week we covered editing and we had a great session, and my guest was the editor that I've worked with on several of my books, and it was just a great engaged class and a lot of great questions. So if you're from the class and you're listening to this, I just want to say my compliments on the level of engagement, the thoughtful questions that you are all asking. These are the types of questions that I would typically hear from someone who's very serious about writing their book. All right, today what we're going to do, and for those of you in my class, you're getting a slight sneak peek of what's in tonight's class, we're going to talk a little bit about platforms. Now, the first half of this episode, I'm just going to give you an overview of the landscape, because it has changed a lot. In the early years, there were really only a couple of self-publishing platforms. But now there's so many of them out there, and I'm not going to be able to go through and describe each one, because I don't have a lot of experience with a lot of them. You know, I've heard of them. I've known authors who have used them. So I can give you just sort of secondhand knowledge, and the most direct feedback I can give you from my own experience are related to two: CreateSpace and more specifically, KDP or Kindle Direct Publishing. But let's go through the landscape. And I will start with what is still the largest, still has the largest market share and distribution of both self-published print titles and especially ebooks. And that is KDP, which stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. It is owned by Amazon. It is Amazon self-publishing wing. And it, believe it or not, it's kind of hard. It's kind of funny to think about it if you use Amazon primarily as a consumer. But Amazon is also one of the biggest publishers in the world. So it is still the platform of choice for many authors who want to self-publish their books. You will find millions of titles on Amazon, both traditional and self-published. And even with traditional publishing, traditional publishers will definitely link into KDP or some form of KDP to publish the ebook version. So almost every new release has a ebook version, a Kindle version. So KDP is traditional. It's been around for a while. I would say it's gotten a lot more user-friendly. I think in the early years, it was definitely a process to self-publish a book. Now they've made it, I think, a lot more streamlined. I think they have made it more user-friendly, and they're continuing to develop it. So I have the majority of my titles published through KDP, and I'll be talking about it more in the second half of the episode, but let's continue on. There's another platform, and in fact, the very first one that I ever published on was a platform called CreateSpace, and in fact, I use that one for my coloring book, the Corporate Cliches adult coloring book, which is very popular around the holidays. It's been out now for a while. It's really hard to believe. It came out, 2015? That's crazy. It's coming up on 9 years as of December. And so CreateSpace is actually where I started. And I started on there just because at the time, it was a go-to platform for publishing more visual work, such as a coloring book. CreateSpace was acquired by Amazon. And in fact, I think at the time that I was on there, it had either been acquired or was in the process of being acquired by Amazon. And for the first couple of years, it was still a separate platform just owned by Amazon. And I think around 2018-19 is when CreateSpace actually merged with KDP. It just basically got absorbed by KDP. And so my title actually migrated over to KDP. And in fact, there was a little bit of a process that I had to go through in order to migrate my title from CreateSpace to KDP. Some of you may have experienced this if you've ever self-published on KDP, but now everything is under KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. Outside of the Amazon 800-pound gorilla, and for those of you who maybe you're not a fan of Amazon, there are many different alternatives you have out there. So I'm just going to list a couple of them. Apple. Apple is, it's a huge company. It's, has one of the largest, at one time it had the largest market cap in the world. I don't know if it's been overtaken by Microsoft. It's kind of neck and neck a lot. But Apple is one of the most pervasive companies in the world. It's one of the most ubiquitous companies in terms of our daily lives. Many of you are probably listening to this on your iPhone or your iPad, maybe on your MacBook. I am recording this episode on my MacBook, the same MacBook I've had for a long time. I grew up with Apple products, and it's funny. I've actually gone back and forth. There was a time in college I was a big Apple user. I had a Mac desktop. In law school, I switched to PC. And for the longest time, I was a PC user. And it's in the last decade or so that I've gone back to using Mac. And so point being, Apple is also a publisher. You may not realize this, but you can publish your books on Apple Books. And in fact, many choose to do so, even if they are publishing, say, on Amazon KDP. So oftentimes you will have the option of self-publishing on multiple platforms. Apple has its own ecosystem of Apple Books, or I think they're called iBooks. And they're primarily focused on ebooks and audiobooks. And so I don't think they have a print-on-demand paper book edition. In fact, you're going to find there are a lot of self-publishing companies, but not all of them offer paperback. So the majority of the ones I'm going to cover are mostly geared towards ebook. Okay, so outside of Apple, there are a lot of different companies. I'm just going to name off a couple. Many of these I don't have personal experience with, but you're welcome to look them up on your own. There's one called Lulu. There's one called Smashwords. I think of Smashburger, so I always think of hamburgers, but Smashwords, I think, has grown in popularity. Another major one that a number of self-published authors have used is Ingram Spark. And Ingram Spark, I've never personally used it, but my cousin has. She initially self-published her children's book on KDP and then later moved it over to Ingram Spark. And Ingram Spark is, again, it's geared towards writers. I mean, it's definitely geared towards traditional books, just kind of just text-based books. But it also, as I understand it, is specifically designed for those who are publishing very visual books. In the case of my cousin writing a children's book, which is a lot of illustrations or watercolors. Cookbooks, think of cookbooks or picture books. KDP is okay when it comes to pictures, but if you're doing something really visual, it may or may not be the best place to go. So a lot of authors will go to Ingram Spark. The other thing that Ingram Spark will offer, whereas KDP is pretty exclusive to the Amazon ecosystem, as you can probably guess, Ingram Spark actually is kind of distribution agnostic. So they will distribute your book to Amazon, but also Barnes & Noble, and they also have a network of smaller platforms and even bookstores that you can publish your book to. Now, I do need to give you a disclaimer. It doesn't necessarily mean your book is going to end up being carried by every single retail outlet. And that's one of the big hurdles of being self-published, is that unlike going traditional, where traditional publishers have a pipeline to get authors and their books into retail bookstores, little bit trickier when you're self-publishing. Now, Ingram Spark does have a network, but I think a lot of that is based off of how many sales you have. So it's not as if you publish on there and then your book will all of a sudden be available everywhere. Certainly with online is a lot easier, but with physical retail, I think there are certain metrics and benchmarks you have to hit. The other thing about Ingram Spark, I should have mentioned this at the top, but most of the platforms you can self-publish to for free, and that includes KDP, Apple, but Ingram Spark has, I think, a fee. It's actually fairly nominal. I think it's like, I want to say like $50 per book, and they may have a package deal. And don't quote me on that. I would recommend take a look at their website to see what the current prices are, but it's fairly nominal just as a fee to actually be able to submit a title. Whereas on KDP, there's no upfront fee. Now, the difference will come in the royalties, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in part two, but many of these self-publishing platforms, they'll either charge a nominal fee and take a percentage of the royalties. In other words, for every book you sell, they're going to take a little cut. Or in the case of KDP, there's no upfront fee, but they may take a larger percentage. So kind of keep that in mind, and I do recommend do your own research on all of these different platforms. Now, there's also one called Kobo, which has been around, I think, for a while, and that's an ebook-specific self-publishing platform. And you may not have known this, but Barnes & Noble has its own self-publishing platform too. So you can self-publish your book on Barnes & Noble. So if you're a fan of those, of them, do check them out. So you have a number of different places, and I have not even scratched the surface. There are many more that have appeared. Some would even consider, and I'm going to talk about one more, you could essentially self-publish your own book and be your own distribution network as well as your own publisher. So say, for instance, you wrote your book and you want to sell direct to consumer. Well, you could absolutely have it hosted on your own website if you have a website, or you could use a marketplace platform such as, I'm trying to think, there's one in particular, and it's escaping me, but there are third-party platforms where you can sell digital products, and that would include ebooks. Now, there will be a commission cost to the platform and or a subscription fee, but a lot of creators are doing that now. They're not even going to specifically self-publishing platforms. They are selling direct to consumer. And so you have a lot of options, and the name of the platform escapes me, but I'll tell you what, I will look it up and put it in the newsletter that's coming out tomorrow. So if that's something you want to explore, in other words, self-publishing your book, you have so many different options compared to the way it used to be, and it is much more accessible than it used to be. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to take a little dive into KDP. Hey, Moving Forward listeners, I'm excited to announce that the audiobook edition of the Poshmark Guide for Individuals and Small Businesses is now available on Audible and Apple Audiobooks. In this book, I'll show you how to create a side business on Poshmark from your closet or expand an existing retail business using this innovative e-commerce solution. The audio edition comes with a companion document that contains all of the photos, worksheets, and exercises from the print version, making this an immersive and interactive learning tool. If you're not already an Audible member, you can try it out for free and get this title with it through my affiliate link, which is available at bemovingforward.com, in quick links within the show notes for this episode, and in my link tree. The Poshmark Guide is also available in paperback and for Kindle. Start learning and moving forward today. All right, we're moving forward with episode 467, covering self-publishing platforms. And in the first half of the episode, I talked a lot about some of the different platforms that are out there, including KDP. I talked a little bit about the history of CreateSpace and several others. By the way, I ended the first half of the episode by mentioning that some creators will not even use a self-publishing platform. They'll use more of a marketplace to sell their digital products, which may include ebooks, direct to consumer. And the platform I was thinking of is called Gumroad. It's kind of a funny name. It sounds like a candy store to me, but Gumroad is a very popular platform. I've never used it, but I've seen a lot of digital creators who have Gumroad stores. And I think they take a commission from sales. I'm not 100% sure. Either that or they have a subscription fee. It's going to vary from platform to platform. So don't take my word for it. Do your own research. But Gumroad is a marketplace where you can essentially set up your own digital store and sell digital products. And so some authors will actually just use that to sell their book direct. So they'll format their book on a platform, say like Canva, and, or some other finishing platform, maybe like Adobe, or even something as simple as Microsoft Word, and then publish it direct and sell direct to consumer. All right, but today I'm going to focus on KDP. It's the one I know the best. It's the one I've used the most for my books. So I'm not going to go into an extensive deep dive. I've got other episodes of the podcast where I go more step-by-step into publishing on KDP. And if you want to check those out, I will have those in the newsletter that's coming out tomorrow. So subscribe to the newsletter, and then that'll hit your inbox, and you'll be able to get kind of a list of the episodes that cover self-publishing. Or if you want, just go to bemovingforward.com, go to the legacy website. You should be able to find the different collections there if you like as well. All right, there are kind of two ways you can approach this, and they're both very effective, but they do have slight differences in pros and cons. So one way is that KDP has a number of different templates. They've got templates for your manuscript, and manuscripts are formatted by size. So think of books you see in your bookstore or in your own library or at the library. They vary from size. So you may see pocket-sized books. You may see larger books. The most popular size is 6x9. And so what you would do is you would pick your size. You can also customize too. For the Corporate Cliches coloring book, I actually worked with my illustrator, and we did some market research and found that a pocket size, padfolio size coloring book would be very popular with adults. So just to make it easy to carry around, as opposed to those kid coloring books, which tend to be fairly large. And so we actually created a custom padfolio size coloring book. But anyway, getting back to the template. So you can download a Word template from KDP. And so KDP really does like Microsoft. and they really do like Microsoft Word, which I find kind of ironic since in some ways they compete on other things. But that aside, you can find KDP templates for Word, and these are basically formatted as manuscript templates. And when I say manuscript templates, so when you write your manuscript, the drafts of it on Microsoft Word, it's simply a document, okay? And your document may be in pieces because I advocate and I recommend that you create separate documents and folders for each chapter or section. In the case of compiling your manuscript, you're going to want to format it. And formatting it will mean having differential margins depending on what page you are, having a table of contents. There are certain formats that go with books. In fact, open up any book and you will see this up front. So KDP has created a number of different templates that you can download. And basically what you would want to do is take your manuscript. You can either copy and paste it into that template piece by piece, or you can import those separate Word documents into the template. And this is what I did with some of my older books, was I used the Word template and just basically formatted it. I mean, this is really where you're doing the desktop publishing part of it, where you're moving things around, you're compiling the chapters together, making sure it's all formatted. And it does provide a table of contents. Now, the table of contents, you pretty much have to manually input the information, including the chapter titles and the chapter page. So you're going to want to make sure that your manuscript is fully compiled before you do that. And then what you would do is that you could save that formatted template or export it as a PDF. I find that the PDF tends to work better. And then use that as the basis to self-publish on KDP. Now, there is other software that you can use that's really geared towards self-publishing. One that I have used early on, which I still have and it's great, is Scrivener. Scrivener is a fantastic platform. It was designed by a writer who wanted to create a desktop publishing or word processing program specifically for writers. It is wonderful. I've used it. It's powerful. It's great for formatting. However, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because Scrivener, the one big hurdle with it is that it has a learning curve. And I took a couple of tutorials and mini courses in order to learn it, and then I had to kind of figure it out for myself. So if you are self-publishing your first book, I would recommend stick with the KDP templates. And also you can find other templates as well, I'm sure, online that are specific to Word or Google Docs. Because and when I teach the class, for those of you who are in my class listening to this, I mostly focus, as you know, on Microsoft Word and Google Docs. Our guest lecturer last week talked about Microsoft. So these are the most accessible platforms and the platforms that are available to most people. Like you can sign up for, I believe there's still a free version of Office Online, or if you subscribe, it's not that expensive. Google Docs is free. So it's the most ubiquitous. These are the most ubiquitous. If you're a Mac user, I do talk a little bit about Pages. Pages is not bad. There's some advantages to it, but you're going to want to export your page document into a Word in order to use the KDP template. So I've never opened the KDP Word template on Pages, so I'm not sure if it'll lose something in the translation, but you may have to make some adjustments with that in order to get your manuscript formatted. So the Word templates are fine. The pros are that they're very flexible. They're fairly easy to use, and they come in a variety of formats in terms of book size. The downside is you do have to do a lot of tinkering. It's a lot of just kind of small repairs, if you will. If you are thinking of your book like a machine or a car, it's a lot of minor repairs. You're going to have to do a lot of tweaking in order to get it right. Things like the right page numbers in your table of contents, that sort of thing. And the other thing is you've got to decide at the outset what size you want your book to be. So in other words, if you've decided on 6x9, you're going to download the 6x9 template and use that. If you change your mind later, you're going to have to go through the process again with a different size template. So those are sort of the downsides. Otherwise, I think it is a fine way to go. But I will share with you that in the last couple of years, KDP has also released a finishing software, which I have actually used. I used it for the ebook version of the Poshmark guide. I didn't use it for the paperback because at the time I wasn't aware that it was an option. So I used the Word template for the Poshmark guide, and then I used Kindle Create, which is the software for the ebook version. But you can use it for both. You can use it for paperback and for Kindle. So what is Kindle Create, or KC? It is basically KDP's desktop publishing software. It'll format your manuscript, and it's available for Mac and PC. It's free. You download it. Basically, take your manuscript, and you can just copy and paste it right in. Or if you haven't compiled into a document, you can actually import it into Kindle Create. And what it'll do is it'll actually scan your manuscript and compile it. It's basically, I like to describe it as like building blocks were Legos. It's just like block by block, all the different pieces of your book. And you can manipulate the document. You can move things around. It's formatted very nicely. You can put in pictures. You can choose from different fonts and even from different designs for your book, the way it'll actually look in terms of where the page number is, the author name, all that stuff. It's actually very user-friendly. There are tutorials on KDP's site, but even if you were to just tinker around with it, I think it is fairly straightforward. There are a couple of quirks with it, so let me go through the pros and cons. The pros, it's user-friendly. It is more user-friendly than the paper template. It has a lot of design options for you to choose from, so you can kind of play around with that. And I think it is overall just a very clean and user-friendly platform. And the nice thing about Kindle Create is it automatically syncs your file to be KDP compatible, so you won't run into formatting issues. Whereas with the Word templates, you may or may not, depending on whether or not you've tinkered around with it and everything looks correct. But Kindle Create, since it's created by the same company, anything it exports is going to be a project file that's very compatible with KDP. All right, so that sounds great, but what are the downsides? Are there downsides? Yes, I have found a couple of quirks with Kindle Create. Number one, bullet points. If your book has bullet points or footnotes, it can be a little quirky in the translation. So with bullet points, if you, let's say you format the bullets in Word, and then you upload it to Kindle Create, it may not do a completely clean translation. Some of the bullets may be off. And the issue is that things like bullets are hard-coded. In other words, you can't edit it on Kindle Create, whereas with the plain text, you can edit it. It can work as a word processor, although I'm going to say I caution you against writing your manuscript on Kindle Create. I still think it is more useful to write it separately and then upload it to Kindle Create. I will just answer that why right now, just because I think Kindle Create is too distracting. There's just too many buttons, bells, and whistles. I don't think it is great for drafting. It is, I think, very good for finishing and the desktop publishing or creating a file to publish. Not so great for drafting. All right, but back to the quirks. So I would recommend if you're going to do bullet points on Microsoft Word, don't use the bullet point formatter. Just use something like asterisks or dashes, just, you know, a manual representation. And then when you upload it to Kindle Create, create manual bullets. You could do asterisks, you could do dashes, something that allows you the flexibility to edit, because actual bullet points are hard-coded, and I don't know why that is. The same goes for footnotes and endnotes. So if your book has footnotes and endnotes, make sure there are no typos or grammatical errors. Otherwise, they're going to be hard-coded and you won't be able to edit. That includes the subscript as well as the text of the footnote. So those are a couple of quirks that I've noticed with Kindle Create. In terms of graphics, I think it does a pretty good job. The Word templates are going to be more flexible in terms of if you want to add photos, graphics, illustrations. Kindle Create is okay. It's not great in terms of a graphics heavy type of book. So I would recommend using the Word template if you have a lot of photos, or maybe you might want to just go to a whole different platform like Ingram Spark, like my cousin did. All right. So what are some of the, other downsides of Kindle Create? Well, here's probably one that may or may not be a downside for you. It is exclusive to KDP. So you can create a finished manuscript on Kindle Create, but the project file it exports is only compatible with KDP. So if you decide you want to self-publish your book, say on Apple or later Ingram Spark or Barnes & Noble, you can't use the project file. I think it's a .kpf file that it exports. That's not going to be compatible with any of those other platforms. So you'll have to recreate a version of your manuscript that is compatible with any of those other platforms. So those are kind of my quick list of pros and cons. There are a lot of tutorials on Kindle Create, and I've done more extensive episodes on the finishing process. So check those out. You can find those in the newsletter. I'll mention them tomorrow. Otherwise, that's it in a nutshell. That's the basics on self-publishing platforms and using KDP. For those of you in my class tonight, starting tonight, we're going to go far more in depth into this. So this week and next week, we're going to go through this process fairly in depth. All right. I hope you have a great week and a great weekend, and I'll be back next week. For more information, head over to bemovingforward.com. The views expressed by any featured guests are not necessarily those of the host, the program, or affiliates. Moving Forward is produced by John Lim and bemovingforward.com. All rights reserved.